Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Axt, Charlie Coons, Sidney Clare, and others, and buy some tickets. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of Harry Axt. His career began as a pianist and accompanist for 4 years for Nora Bays, and he became one of the most prolific composers of the era, producing tunes such as Dinah, Babyface, Am I Blue, and with Sidney Clare, whom we'll spotlight later in the show, My Strongest Weakness Is You. He served in World War I and at Camp Upton in New York, where he met Irving Berlin, for whom he would later work. He wrote music for the Broadway musicals Artists and Models in 1927 and 1934's Calling All Stars, and in the late 1920s, moved to Hollywood to work on film musicals. During World War II, Harry Axt toured military bases in the U.S. and abroad with Al Jolson. He appears in the 1933 film 42nd Street as Jerry, the rehearsal pianist. His chief collaborators included Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Burt Kalmar, and he died in Hollywood, California on March 31, 1963. Here are three from the pen of Harry Axt.
Thank you.
In the case of prolific and well-known composers, I sometimes get a little flack for playing their more obscure tunes rather than their bigger hits. For this little tribute to Harry Axe, for example, I could have played his more well-known Babyface or Am I Blue, but I don't think anyone should have an issue with that last record, the less well-known tune Sad News Blues, performed there by the original Memphis Five. That's from a Pathé 78 wax June 20th, 1923. The most prolific of the Fabulous Fives, the original Memphis Five, was formed in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli. The band was based in New York, and none of the members were from Memphis, or even from the South, for that matter. The band was named after W.C. Handy's song, Memphis Blues. Sad News Blues was written by Harry Axe and Benny Davis, and was preceded by the Harry Axe-Alex Gerber tune, Steppin' in Society. That was the electrical recording on Columbia by the Ben Selvin band The Knickerbockers on May 26, 1925. The band had recorded it acoustically on Vocalion 13 days earlier under Selvin's own name. And we started off our tribute to Harry Axe with a Harry Axe Harry Richman composition, I Love the Moonlight, from another one of those fabulously recorded Columbia vivatonals, made December 16, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There was a discussion on the 78 list online a couple of weeks ago about the song I Haven't Got a Hat. There apparently is no commercial disc recording of it, but it's heard in the song-filled Vitaphone comedy short Tickets, Please, starring Georgie Price. We may not have a hat, but we've got two tickets to Georgia. Here's Ben Pollack. We'll be right back.
need no ticket agent. We raise your window high. Throughout the old man, train when it's passing by. Blade boy. Turn your depot round and deep, Lord, depot agent. Please turn your depot round. Why? My woman done quit me now, going to leave your town.
Ain't a man that don't play fair.
Recorded April 5th, 1924, that was the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, and Ticket Agent, Ease Your Window Down. While Bessie Smith was urging the railroad ticket agent to ease your window down, in other words, to close up and stop selling tickets because my man done quit me, tried to leave this town, in the preceding song, Ticket Agent Blues, Noah Lewis asks the ticket agent to raise your window high so I'll know my train when it's passing by. Noah Lewis's jug band recorded Ticket Agent Blues for Victor in Memphis, Tennessee on November 26, 1930. Harmonica player Noah Lewis was born September 3, 1895 in Henning, Tennessee, and was able to play two harmonicas simultaneously, one through his mouth and one through his nose. Although best known for playing harmonica in Gus Cannon's jug band, Lewis formed his own band in 1930 with Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel. Noah Lewis died on February 7, 1961 of gangrene, a result of frostbite. We began that ticket set with Ben Pollock and his orchestra with a vocal by Hilton Nappy Lamar and two tickets to Georgia from a Victor 78 made in Chicago on March 19, 1933. Two Tickets to Georgia was written by Joe Young, Charlie Tobias, and J. Fred Coots. Today, March 18th, marks the birth in 1896 in Allentown, Pennsylvania of pianist and bandleader Charlie Kunz. He began studying piano at age 6, and by the time he was 19, he was leading his own 10-piece band at a local ballroom. He went to England in 1922 with Paul Specht for a 16-week engagement at the Trocadero restaurant, but when the orchestra went back to the U.S., Kunz stayed on in England, forming his own first British band, which made its debut at Lyons Corner House in Piccadilly Circus. From there, he led a slightly larger band at Grafton Galleries, followed by the notorious Mrs. Merrick's 43 Club and the low-key Chez Henri. In March of 1933, Charlie Kunz was directing the orchestra at the newly opened Cassani Club, a private dance club owned by Santos Cassani, one of the most famous of all dancing instructors of the 1920s and early 30s. Charlie was soon broadcasting from the Cassani Club on the BBC and signed a contract with Sterno Records, which produced a stream of Charlie Kunz medleys. On October 29, 1951, he appeared in command performance at the London Palladium, and he died on March 16, 1958. Here's Charlie Kunz.
Trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance before the fiddlers have fled. Before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Thank you.
my lop-eared mule, my broken down horse and me. Always traveling, going nowhere. Across the plains and over the hills go we. When I was young, I used to be a highfalutin' shooting son of a gun up in Wyoming. I loved a girl, she loved my pal. So I packed my bag and saddled my nag, and then I took to roaming. Now we're only a lonely trio. Without a friend, we trail along endlessly. Three old wanderers of the wasteland. My lop-eared mule, my broken-down horse, and me.
Wandering the Wasteland with a Mule and Broken Down Horse sounds like lyrics better suited to Gene Autry or the Sons of the Pioneers than a staid British dance band in London. But there was George Barclay, primary male vocalist with Charlie Coons and his Kasani Club Orchestra and Wanderers, from early February of 1937. Before that was a solo piano medley of popular tunes of the day from Charlie Coons himself. You heard Across the Great Divide, The Night is Young, and Boo Hoo. We began our tribute to Charlie Coons with Ronnie Hill and Let's Face the Music and Dance from April of 1936. Let's Face the Music and Dance is from the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers film Follow the Fleet. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon and on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of lyricist Sidney Clare. He began his career as a dancer and then a comedian in vaudeville and eventually wrote special material for vaudeville acts. His first song hit came in 1921 with Ma, He's Makin' Eyes at Me from the stage show Midnight Rounders of 1921. Other Sidney Clare lyrics from the 20s include Then I'll Be Happy, One Sweet Letter from You, Miss Annabel Lee, and On the Good Ship Lollipop. He was most famous, however, for the music he wrote, beginning in 1929, for more than 50 Hollywood films, including Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, Hit the Deck, Bright Eyes, and the entire score for the first RKO film, Street Girl. The Oxford English Dictionary credits Clare with the earliest use of the term rock and roll in Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round. Sidney Clare was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970 and died in Los Angeles on August 29, 1972. Here are three or four from the pen of Sidney Clare. Thank you.
Miss Annabel Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby? What would you give? Escorting her, supporting her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified? Who's glorified? Miss Annabel Lee. What makes a fall? She's had them all. Just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy. I'm telling you. Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabel Lee.
twinkling stars overhead peeking through the palm trees, a golden California moon smiling over the waterfall, romance, sweet music, laughter, picture stars of Hollywood, and worlds of color. That's the intimate picture we bring you as we present the sophisticated entertainment of the Coconut Grove Ambassadors. And Rusty Bennett leads off with a song about absent-minded Flo.
When it's sunny and bright, yeah. Who makes it 8 at noon and shows up at night? Who keeps a dozen fellas worrying so? It's absent-minded Flo. You loan a book to her and after it's read, she'll bring you back a pound of sugar instead. Who calls you Willie when your name may be Joe? It's absent-minded Flo. She's very thoughtful if she can think of it. That girl wouldn't harm a little fly. Yeah, she's very pretty, now that I think of it. That's how that gal gets by. She tied a string around her finger one day, not to forget to put her money away. But she forgot she didn't have any dough. It's absent-minded Flo.
Rhythm of the sea. to my ear.
Rolling, rocking, rhythm of the sea.
The Boswell Sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, and Rock and Roll, written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting for the film Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round. That Brunswick 78 was made in Los Angeles on October 4, 1934. Before that, from a 1933 radio transcription of a broadcast from the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, it was the Coconut Grove Ambassadors. Makes sense. With Absent-Minded Flow. As you heard the announcer say, the vocalist was Rusty Bennett. That was preceded by the Sidney Clare James Monaco collaboration Me and the Boyfriend, performed there by Ray Miller and his orchestra. You heard solos from Miff Mole and Frankie Trumbauer on that October 13, 1924 Brunswick acoustical recording. We started off our tribute to Sidney Clare with a terrific interpretation of Miss Annabel Lee by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra on September 5, 1927. Miss Annabel Lee was written by Lou Pollock, Sidney Clare, and Harry Richman. The vocalist isn't credited, but Charles Cayley sang on two other sides from that same session, so draw your own conclusion. There are a number of other birthdays this past week, and we'll get to as many of them as we can in this final segment, beginning with Skinny Innes.
In love with a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, you lose her in the morning. She's got another lover, she's keeping undercover. She's like the weather vane that goes with the breeze. Her disposition makes her do as she pleases. That's why they call her a two-faced woman. A little bit of wrong and a little bit of right. A little bit of day and a little bit of night. A little bit of goodness, a little bit of badness, a little bit of black and white.
Myself goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I'm gonna get my wings and fly. up high, up high. You went and broke my heart in two. Yes, you, yes, you. And when I'm gone, you'll be so blue. 'Cause who you gonna double cross, you rascal, you? You kinda think that you'll get by, but by and by, you're gonna break right down and cry. You'll cry and cry. A good man's mighty hard to find. Better hurry up and change your mind before I hold me close, say farewell, and kiss myself goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Songwriter and vaudevillian Gus Edwards was born Gus Simon in Germany 134 years ago this very day, August 18th in 1879. We heard probably his most famous composition in My Merry Oldsmobile, performed there in a foxtrot arrangement by Bill Challis on May 23rd, 1927, by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra. The vocal trio of Ray Ludwig, Howdy Quixel, and Doc Riker sang the Vincent Bryan lyric. The song was originally written as a waltz, and about a week earlier, with Joe Venuti on violin, the band had recorded a waltz version, arranged by Eddie Shaysby. In My Merry Oldsmobile was written in about 1905, and it's still around, but unfortunately the car mark is no more. That was preceded by another British band leader, like Charlie Kunz, one who wasn't born in England, Brian Lawrence and his Lansdowne Orchestra with I'm Going to Kiss Myself Goodbye. That Rex 78 was recorded September 2, 1937. Brian Lawrence was born in Adelaide, Australia on August 13, 1908, and by the age of 10 was in demand as a singer. After touring extensively in Australia and New Zealand, Lawrence and his manager mother arrived in England in late 1927, where he studied voice and violin at the Royal Academy of Music. We started off this final segment of the show with Harold Skinny Ennis, backed by Hal Kemp and his orchestra with Two-Faced Women, recorded by Brunswick in Chicago on May 26, 1933. Two-Faced Women was written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶